This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, my man.
Kia ora, sis. What's up?
Real good. For those of you who don't know, this is my special expert.
Oh, thank you very
much. Sam Smith. And he's going to bring us some beautiful tunes to
hopefully
to digest.
We're going to go back 20 years to 1997 today, taking a look at the debut album from the great Aotearoa hip-hop group Damn Native.
Kia ora.
And their first album, Kaupapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted, which is turning 20 years old. And it's a classic New Zealand hip-hop album, arguably the greatest New Zealand hip-hop album.
Would you say, in your opinion, as a fan, that it is?
I'd say it's in the top five released by New Zealand artists. But I'd like to know, text him what you think is the best or... Yeah. One of the best New Zealand hip-hop albums. I'd love to know.
Yeah,
there's always a few candidates.
We're always happy. And you know what? Someone else did just text in saying that the Ramones, Rocket to Russia, and also Nevermind the Bollocks as well from the Sex Pistols turned 40
last week. There's so many albums turning
brilliant.
Anniversaries. I'm struggling to fit everything in. So.
You know what? You can have your own personal anniversary albums at home as well.
True. I mean, every day is an anniversary album.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, so sort of Damn Native. They originally came out in around 1990. I mean, they came out of a group called Native Bass, who were formed in Auckland around then. And the initial lineup was of Native Bass was Danny Haimoana, also known as Danny D, who was the lead MC, DLT and Bennett Pomana and Terry Moana Rapley, who were all in Upper Hutt Posse, of course. And they quickly began making a name for themselves on the Auckland scene, even supporting the likes of Public Enemy and Ice-T in concert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big names in hip-hop there. And but at the time, they found out that there was another group called Tribal Bass, so they changed their name to Damn Native to avoid confusion. And with this, there was some lineup changes. DLT left the group, and over the years, other people have come in, like Bryson Campbell and Hone Manuko, etc. But in these early years, it was quite hard for them to get recording time, and they actually appeared a lot on other people's tracks at the time, including Urban Disturbance, who were another hip-hop group from the early 90s. And this is where they met Zane Lowe. And this was quite an important connection because it was with Zane Lowe that they went into the studio with to record their first single in 1995. It was called Horrified One. And then eventually the album would come after that as well. It was a long time in between forming and recording the first album. It was about 6-7 years, but they were touring, they were playing a lot. You also have to realise that at this time the hip-hop scene in New Zealand, very fresh still, very underground. It was difficult to get momentum. It was difficult to get commercial radio play. A lot of commercial stations wouldn't touch hip-hop. BFM was actually very, very important for hip-hop.
Yeah, thanks, BFM.
We used to play hip-hop all the time, and we did play Damn Native. Haimoana didn't sort of have the support of commercial radio and much industry support, so it was difficult for him to drive things forward at a quick pace. But finally, around the 96-97 time, he managed to get into the studio, record the album with Zane Lowe, and basically the sound of this album, it's a fusing together of New York jazz rap. You think A Tribe Called Quest and those sorts of people who we featured on anniversary albums before, with kind of tikanga Māori and lyricism and an attitude.
So like the conscious rap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, and the kind of fusing together of the American instrumentation from that side of things and then the tikanga Māori and the expression and the lyrics and stuff. And when you hear the beats on this record, you instantly think New York hip-hop. And then you hear Danny come in with the vocals and lyrics, and you're like, wow, this is deeply rooted in a strong tikanga.
Māori order.
Māori attitude. It's great.
Mm.
And one tagline that emerged to describe this music, as I was saying earlier, was horrified hip-hop. That's like a lot of people used to call it, apparently.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because you know, I have a very interesting relationship with that word.
Yeah.
That derogatory word.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I hate it.
Yeah, it's kind of...
But I think that with hip-hop, you take in the negative and you re-own it.
Mm.
You know, it's all about, you know, taking back ownership over those things. So, yeah, good on them.
Yeah, yeah. And there was also the important bit about it because a lot of the lyrics here on the album focus on kind of very important sort of Māori issues and the Māori struggle, but also New Zealand political issues as well. Very much, as you were saying, conscious rap. And this had been done before, I mean, namely Moana Maniapoto and Apahat Posse, but Damn Native were just kind of extending it, and particularly within the hip-hop context, which made sense because hip-hop was a relatively new style in New Zealand. It was very popular amongst the Māori community and had already been used as a music style to advance the African-American struggle and African-American causes in the United States. It was kind of perfectly set up for this kind of thing. So, yeah, the embrace of his culture and Māori-dom on this album was quite significant. And even extends to the cover. I don't know if you've seen the cover art, but it's him holding a tokutoku, which, for those of people who don't know, is kind of like a carved walking stick. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, it's got a soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all made for a purpose, and you know, they hold a lot of mana.
Yeah.
It's something that you earn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very, very striking image, very powerful image. So, should we play some music?
Aye.
All right. Well, this is probably their most well-known track, or definitely one of their most well-known tracks. It's called Behold My Cool Style. And this is the second single released off the album, and it's pretty much a classic New Zealand hip-hop track. I think it epitomises very well the sound of this album. Very strong jazz rap beat with elements of tikanga Māori and also te reo as well. I mean, a lot of their lyrics combine te reo and English. You'll remember when we did our special Māori Language Week episode, we kind of looked at that kind of element of things, and they're very much a proponent of this as well. So enjoy it.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Māori. Wanna roughen up on my bass guitar, my skills allow me break the tension or the tackle like Jonah Lomu on attack. I paid my dues from here to Timbuktu and back. Mad if I have my crew up in the house, it makes the difference. It is my preference, revert to reference, crack the ill style with my part two to open up you. In the meanwhile, I still pursue to inject you with my hoariest intelligence. So intelligent, make way for the native of all back on your heel. I stop the sun up just like my legendary prophet god like son of Papa to a nuke Maui to make the days longer. Erupt, I run up like Ruomoko, king of volcanoes, commotion like it was the Springbok tour. The only one representing my hoary ways. Total go to Mahio Teneda just about every day. It's the freak of fight funk, hoary on the loose. Hide of my city, Dolph Maori produced.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Maori.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Maori.
The incredible.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Maori.
The incredible,
my cool star, while I beat the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Sworn to wage war, I pledge allegiance to all iwi who cuts ties with Lizano people trying to deceive me. By the way, I manage to be the proud hoary I am. I take a armor, we will know me as the horrified addict of tongue tricks, local strength. I keep my fitness, wanna roughen up on my bass guitar. My skills allow me, it's the next step I haven't hit yet. Next time round, I ram dance hall. I get much respect. The world is yours, but the production is mine this time. Throw your spanner in my work, you'll be ready for the line this time around. Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom. My reign of terror, soon as my lyric hits, undeniably proven I inhabit all mics with all vigor. The boy never quits practicing in eloquence. The return of the dread eye since 86. Forceful, fuck, you're making me live it. Wrapped up in unfat, fuck the super medalist. Man, I'm the gold winner. Proven fact that damn is good. Native, that's the name it took, and none let off the hook. Brothers, listen up to my commentary. My use of words, killer, send your skills to the word cemetery. Will the multitudes handle hoary attitudes? The criticizers are the skillless and the rude.
Incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Māori.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Māori.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Māori.
The incredible, lyrical, and original. And original.
Isn't that a good tune?
And original.
Behold My Cool Style by Damn Native. So that's going to be our anniversary album, and it's really cool to see such a great response. You've had a caller.
We've had a caller. We've got texts in.
Yeah.
Good times.
Someone wrote Homebrews 2012 self-titled or Scribes the Crusader are in the top five for sure.
Definitely agree
and,
with that.
Another texter said, as good as anything on an international level and completely unique, Te Reo sounds so good in hip hop.
It does.
It's a phonetic quality
it
that
is.
Really hits the beat.
It
yeah.
is, yeah.
They also said an awesome writer, and the Aotearoa reference is just so unique and special. So we're going to have more of that.
Total call that.
Yes, we total call
damn
that.
Damn straight.
And we're going to have more anniversary albums after this.
Do us all a favour here, wear this polythene back.
Plus One, 95BFM and Under the Radar present John Cooper Clarke, April 21st at the Crystal Palace, Mount Eden, and April 22nd at the Vic Devonport. The iconic poet, punk, and snazzy dresser is headed to New Zealand, doing classic spoken word and extraordinary new material. John Cooper Clarke, April 21st at the Crystal Palace, Mount Eden, and April 22nd at the Vic Devonport. Tickets from utr.co.nz.
That's about the speed I do it.
I hear the whir, I see the flash. I'm winding tight until the snap. Hey, mister, did you see that lovely camera come by? Wicker lovely.
Sorry, can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh, my God.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
95BFM presents... Primal Scream!
Woohoo!
Primal Scream, up close. Power Station, Friday, February 23rd. For all show and ticketing info, go to powerstation.net.nz.
A lucky shiny thing.
We want to have a good time.
Hey, hey, we're on Sigrid's Eclectic Warrior Hour of Power with your main mademoiselle, Sigrid.
Yes.
Oh, hell yes. We got some straight fire tuneroonies for you today. Ain't that right, Radioland? Hey, don't get too enthusiastic there, sweets. I don't bite unless you're into that. Whoa, only teasing. Wow.
I f***ing hate this. For just the hits, not the nonsense, tune in to the Thursday 1 to 4 with Sigrid, only on 95BFM. No banter.
Kia ora everyone, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we are currently doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith, looking at Damn Natives.
Morena.
1997 album, Kaupapa Driven Rhymes, Uplifted.
Yep.
I just stumbled on that. See, I wouldn't be a very good rapper because I'm like...
But you were just saying how Tere was kind of perfect for rapping because of the phonetic quality of the language.
Yes, it is. And also, you know, like the fact that you're relisting like the stories, like Māori stories and Kaupapa Māori.
It just kind of flows.
Yeah, it's so good. It's a new format.
Yeah. All right, well, the next track we're going to play is one of my personal favourites from this album. It's called Extremities, and it's just such a good song. So well produced with some great jazz rap instrumentation, and Danny's flow is so on point on this record. It's so good. Very much an underrated a classic New Zealand hip-hop track, I reckon.
If you got anything to share about Damn Native, or just, you know, just say hello, text in 5395.
Kia ora.
A creature of the night, he couldn't sleep. Nocturnal wanderer, always acting dodgy on the streets. He couldn't speak Māori, though patriotic to say the least. Navigation led to hip-hop and its destruction of the beast. And new strategies calls for him to be more equipped. And so gradually, they all salute the bringer of gifts. Due commendation through difficult situations. Activated purely without sacrifice to the nation. Well prepared to see who really cares. It's only natural now, whereas it was do or dare. Frequently misunderstood with the stance I took. Ahead of our time in a few years from here, have another look. Relevance to me and hip hop is where I'm from. I vibe the influence, I keep it Māori and stand strong. Like Maui's top notch MCs. Extremities will arise with the sunrise. Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye. It's the simple day things in which like rain brings. Meaning much in which like the turn bring the pain. Extremities will arise with the sunrise. Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye. It's the simple day things in which like rain brings. Meaning much in which
much like the term, bring the pain. Moving, poetic passion, my second name should be action. Game entitled, provoke more poetry reaction. Swift is the blade of life, piercing the soul's rim. Any deeper will represent the predicament I'm in. Called a nation of many talents, but the secret is using it. Maintain a balance, create a game plan and pursue it. Amalgamate with fellow heads across the country. I'll tell it all, represent. We're turning nothing into something. I know America doesn't give a damn about me. I vibe the influence, I'm sure to keep it Marty. So just keep practicing, brother, and it'll soon come. And don't let the hectic effects of life overcome from day one.
Extremities will arise with the sunrise.
Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye.
It's the simple day things in which like rain brings
meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means.
Extremities will arise with the sunrise.
Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye.
It's the simple day things in which like rain brings
meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means.
And along that same path everyone must travel within the world of light, the world of day between heaven and earth.
From day one, it's been all about skills and nothing less. Hip-hop's been good to me, I respect the art. Some overseas acts I don't take literally, I disregard it. Skillless, when this is supposed to be a skills thing. Sever any plans now with an uncommitted poet. I took unconventional means to achieve and could have blown it. I'm still in danger with no regrets of time spent. Video and album out now, I'm still struggling with the rent. Make sure baby is definitely eating and not maybe. I'm deleting my habitual crime, but I still have mad cravings. Reach into areas never thought possible before. Production's a must, so an SP-1200 is the latest score. Quick to acknowledge where I've been, so I know where I'm going. Sometimes the years roll by without anyone knowing. Drama has its place in life, it's being able to contain. Clutch the mic of the higher forces, endorses me to maintain. America doesn't give a damn about me. I vibe the influence, I'm sure to keep it Marty. So just be patient, brother, and it'll soon come. And don't let the hectic effects of life overcome.
Extremities will arise with the sunrise.
Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye.
It's the simple day things in which like rain brings
meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means.
Extremities will arise with the sunrise.
Plenty seen, observe all nerves with my third eye.
It's the simple day things in which like rain brings
meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means.
Kia ora, everyone.
Oh my goodness, I'm frothing here.
Yeah,
that track is just so good. Sorry.
Sam is literally frothing. But you're also telling me something really interesting. Would you like to tell our listeners about how you actually got this album to play today?
Well, I had to download it from their website because it's not on any streaming platforms and it's not for sale in any record shop.
It's out of print.
Out of print, yeah. And it's interesting because Audio Culture just published an article about Damn Native and this last week. And in the comment section, a lot of people were discussing what we can do to get this album back into print or onto streaming services.
Yeah.
And that's a very interesting point because I think it's criminal that it's not available anywhere.
It should be making the money.
Yeah, even if it's, you know, something small, but anything's better than nothing.
Mm.
Because I mean what do you have to do to get an album that's out of stock or not on streaming services back on streaming services?
Just ask for it. Like,
it's
okay,
gotta happen. It's gotta happen.
If anyone's listening right now who can actually make that happen, just
it would be pretty good.
It.
Yeah.
Just do it. Anyway,
should we play another song?
Yeah.
All right, well this one has more harder edge to it. It's called Battle Styles and perhaps influenced more by West Coast gangster rap. Because the other stuff's kind of more East Coast jazz rap, but this is kind of more gangster rap, I reckon. It also samples two tracks, one by September 13 called Deodato, and another track, Tribal Jam, by X-Clan.
I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic battlers.
I keep on the looking out always for my next move, and who I took out, knowing I have nothing to prove. Proven with every breath of calculated air, even when I'm deceased, there'll be no one to touch me here. I had a choice, I gave the music a voice and it spoke always, utilizing the effects of the smoke, getting MCs out caught in both first ball. I keep the shit moving, brother, so I go for it all. No competition in the midst of four rounds of existence, created by forces unknown to any district. Unrehearsed verse without looking is addictive.
Who dare to come here and get on the microphone? Battle with the true rhyme champion.
I know they know the truth, they call us battlers.
beat's out of date. The combat zone won't accept it. Reject that dribble that you think is lyrics. Promoter of the talent now, right here as an action. The horrified vocalist to provoke more reaction. Split decision win, no a KO, full knockout. Grab the microphone and DAM took them all out. I called them all up first with vocals on drums. Then lyrically overcame them all, one by one. Full swan, dry jacket, fools couldn't hack it. I claim battle styles, all mics I inhabit. A motivator, mic terrorist, respect my trip. Formation of some MCs as we all fly south. Orientation touched by the forces of the higher hand. Cremate the bones of the evil son's dad. Picture overthrowing demons in my head. If you take the legs first, all I see is death. You're leaving in a hearse. Now picture war zones of the musket busted. Yes, sucker, come running for my musket.
Once trained, from birth we're being exploited. Never conform with the norm, inject my funk into your vein. My mental frame is enormous. We'd be the first of us, label us.
Brainstems are vivid. When they strip raw, step into the light from the depths of Tempor. Sceptic, an expeller of weak content. A verbally it's no contest. The mic wreck is obsessed, possessed, I'm driven to inhabit. Creative sessions of syllable bending. You feel my pain from the verse structures in the rain to encompass thoughts from past and present. Metaphors, a balance when I set like the sun. We've got shit for everyone. Heads hit books when scripting affirmation. Kiatsu pato when mental stances taken.
I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic battlers.
Who dare to come here and get on the microphone? Battle with the true rhyme champion.
It's definitely hereditary that I can battle like this. Like Maui's top knot, I'm top notch vocalist. Lifestyle of the dweller from the valley. The folks pack up to the big city, now lurking in the dark shadows of the alley.
Battle styles inhabit on mics, coming in. Forms. The next file's passion and poet, prototype, reenact nothing. My code of ethics and hip-hop is simple.
Battle anybody?
Unequal pole position is where we start at. Arrested through rhyme talent, causing cardiac. Convulsions, I heat up, you get touched and then I'm open. Mark, you hold mics, yes, then you could be my next target. I manifest my own destiny, move with the gods. Fought against all odds, define the valley of the hunger of the beast.
No scripts are formulated.
We claim battle styles, infest your shows like the alien. Light the wicked, fan the flames for my inner reaches. Scale the heights of adversity, universally. We circle the solar system, in one breath, my five fingers off. Death paint a picture. Verbally we rattle boards, we bounce our sword. Points are scored, sit vocal sore. To keep our people moving beyond the outer limits. Sit where we hang, there's no front. But barrels are loaded, fingers on the triggers. We're rugged raw, like the Port Arthur massacre. See God, your head been walking inside a crowd. Cavernous, thoughts carnivorous, it's obvious.
Watch out!
We run the floor.
Battlers.
Yeah, so that's Damn Native with Battle Styles. We just had a caller who, Sam, that you would be quite interested in hearing about, where they were saying that during the time, to give it a bit of context, that Breaks Co-op had an album out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Rufus? Is it called Rufus? Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Something like that.
Had an album out at the same time, around the same time, and it was quite a big influence. And Zane Lowe was a massive influence on this album.
He was. Well, he produced it.
Yeah.
And he was in Breaks Co-op as well.
Yes. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's great how things kind of connect.
So, yeah, I really appreciated that call.
Joining the dots. Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you. And, yeah, we're going to go to another wee little baby break, and then we're going to come back to some more Damn Native.
Anniversary albums.
Sure.
One in Gloria. Sam Smith. Geneva.
Orcon presents 2017's IRL finale. In real life, end of year at Golden Dawn, November 19th. Another year older, another year deeper into the morass of political ridiculousness. Your hosts, Russell Brown, Joe Guy Bart, and their stellar guests relive the year that was in a bar with an exclusive performance from Julia Deans. Orcon IRL end of year, Golden Dawn, November 19th. 4 to 7 p.m., free entry. And if you can't make it, IRL is live streamed thanks to Orcon Internet and the fine folk here at BFM. RSVP at publicaddress.net.
Hey lady, interested in some major deals on some Converse? Direct from the source.
They look floppy.
Lady, that's fashion forward.
Oh, you got them in an 8?
Oh, one size fits all. Lady, hey! Where you going?
Don't fall for fakes. Support local and get quality at the Pat Menzies Converse sale. The biggest range of Converse in the city at their Queen Street store. Chucks from $70, classic chucks only $90. Pat Menzies Converse sale on now. Only at the Canterbury Arcade store, 174 Queen Street, and online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
95BFM presents Kumasi Washington.
Friday, March 16th at the Power Station. More than his work on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, more than simply jazz, Kamasi Washington is a unique musical force. And now you can experience his experimental improvisational odysseys live. Kamasi Washington, Friday, March 16th at the Power Station. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Mummy, how do I keep on the cutting edge of great new music?
Well, when a DJ loves a record very, very much, they do a special kind of cuddle.
Mummy?
What?
Never mind, I've sorted it out.
The answer to your problems. Follow 95BFM on Spotify for a lovingly curated collection of what's new, what's hot, and what's good in music. November features US Girls, Totems, Fever Ray, Sorry About It, and more. 95BFM's monthly Spotify playlist. Stay au fait.
Welcome back to 95BFM Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Damn Natives, Kopapa Rhymes, Kopapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted. Now we're going to play for you The Horrified One, featuring the wonderful Terry Moana Rapley. Enjoy it.
The man with the subject creates all dismay for all types of dialect. Cringe at the mic binge that I might send you, cat remorseful due to cause of resourcefulness that Marty label. Hoary gigs for kids able to tell real stories with real lip tricks. Rung a tucky comes the horrified lyricist sounding funky, blasphemous to even diss the word junkie. Predominant in a 10-year stint, word processor, practice makes perfect, means I'm militant, a go-getter, seeking out mics with my mic seeker. Gravity couldn't even hold down this Marty speaker, blow up Frank's box for Rainbow Warrior. Croc's legs will drop into frightened hysteria. All land claiming shall inherit, the crown will fear it. Rednecks checks bounce for years, I'm here to clear it. Prototype one in a Marty mode, catching wreck, man, you couldn't even catch a cold. It's the horrified one. Traits of craze mess, got educated by the master of the beast, Sir Hadalot. Missionary mask, yielding crosses and black capes. Stamina of the resilient, neutralizing my mind state. Official anti, fueled by power opposition. Mainstay, the people of the land, resurrection. Create a format, launched by actions of a human. Action speaks louder than words, means what you're doing. A new age will emerge, the forgotten child will be remembered. Hooked on facts, all eager evil, dismembered. Creates a more flack, pinpoint bastiness to action. The horrified vocalist to provoke more reaction. Tremor and subject matter, scattered the plague ones from a funky albums, man. Ludicrous, dropping that style like a mule. New to this, obviously, because of stalemate. Redeemer, damn native esteem, it's the horrified one.
If I'm a long way since the day now that everyone wanna be down with that damn native. Horrified one with the real lyrics to uplift our mighty nation.
That stuff that sounds American, or the cliche of the typical Marty rock band. I'll take every opportunity to talk some sense of Marty frame of mind. Adding my own heritage to this music I know is hip-hop. Why our tall party hugger goes a lot deeper than Timson. Never forget the shame of day that happened upon a basket. Why would I get involved in something designed to destroy me? Can't expect a system built to destroy you, to save you. Classified as a whore as far as my head can remember back. Have to grab my pot to do, I have to send you back.
I've come a long way since the day now that everyone wanna be down with that damn native. Horrified one with the real lyrics to uplift our mighty nation. I've come a long way since the day now that everyone wanna be down with that damn native. Horrified one with the real lyrics to uplift our mighty nation.
That was The Horrified One featuring Terry Moana Rapley. Alrighty, so Geneva's just having to run to the bathroom.
Hey! But don't tell people that!
Never mind, I will conclude the segment. So, yeah, the album came out and, it didn't really do anything commercially. Commercial radio didn't really want to play it. It was kind of largely out of reach for most hip-hop artists. And Shafu was beginning to break that barrier, but it was still a good kind of 4 or 5 years away. But the industry itself embraced the record, and the Music Awards, at the Music Awards in 1998, Haimoana won Most Promising Male Vocalist, Damnative won Most Promising Group, and Behold My Cool Style won Best Music Video. So there's definitely recognition there, just not kind of the commercial success that I guess that they were after. But nevertheless, they kept working, and over the next 10 plus years, they released another album in 2010. And in recent times, he's kind of disappeared from the music scene, but apparently the Damnative band is still around touring, and there's no doubting that this album's influence on New Zealand hip-hop and its place in New Zealand hip-hop is very, very important. I mean, probably not many hip-hop artists in New Zealand wouldn't have been influenced by this record. It's that significant, and its influence in terms of production, the lyricism, the combination of tikanga Māori and hip-hop, well, it's just so damn good. So with that, let's finish with another one of the big songs off this record. This one actually features Shafu, incidentally. It's called The Sun. It was a big student radio hit at the time. Got played a lot on Max TV. Remember Max TV? And it's a great song. So thanks for tuning in, and we will see you again next week. So, bye.
Driven 100% for the hunger tongue, he shall never forget, or you will all fall down with the oppressor.
The sun will always shine, chase dark clouds away. No matter what it's like outside, children will always play.
I keep my head up and walk till dawn, engage in conversation to see what is going on. A constant struggle, Pacific and hitch to press for stretch. Relieve my head with two jobs to pay the rent. I try for the death of me to maintain a constant turmoil. White beetle dulls the pain, fatal damage down amid headstones. Television, the demon instigating clones. No shoulder to lean on, so I trust nobody. Wipe my nose on my sleeve because you're snotty. Hit the courts to get my sweat after some peak. Numbers fluctuate amidst the afternoon heat. We try and stay on course and sometimes freak the gamble. Professional style like Michael Campbell. Spawned from the seed that combats greed. More millions for the funnel. In real need, we could have had it, but they take the land, so we develop strategies so the suckers won't sell it. We're in it, struggle won't diminish. Free up the land, so understand it till then it won't finish. You and hip hop rap for the people back. It's all Rukua, so settle down and step back. Who'd have known? We know exactly where we're going. So cold, puppet driven rhymes uplifted is chosen.
The sun will always shine. Chase my clouds away. No matter what it's like outside, children will always play. Keep the funnel closed, evil plays no fair. Link them with the past, sanctuaries there.
Shoot my child from the lies, keep my culture strong. Life is close between thighs, huh? Acknowledge where you're from. Scatter my ashes through the four winds and let my seed commence to thrive. We brung it to you live, no lies are told. Grow my hair like Samson, the verse explodes. We strike, we kiss, you sharp precision. Expect no radio play, only shallowness I irritate. My wordplay, for instance, incorporates my tickets I hook up. The butcher, quite ignorant, up to courting. A quick lesson, heat the substance and penetration of the voice. Now watch your weapon of choice.
So just break them on down.
The foolish who just rhyme and don't think. No flows, just wanna play the role and so they sink. Further into oblivion, the crew that they be in. Involved, be bowed out and heading back to the pavilion. Mono foe, he'll represent Aotearoa. We represent and keep it raw. Salivate for the next flex we make. Sure enough, the wrong until he down. Country can't wait, it's automatic. A fully fledged self confessed rhymatic. Displaying Māori skills, so don't panic. The mighty heavens will adorn. Blessed is the seed that our mother has spawned. D-A-S. Aotearoa always represent. Hiya! Hope up and driven 100%. For the wrong, he shall never forget.
We'll all fall down with the oppressor.
Damn Native, our anniversary album for the day. And if you want to catch them, they're playing the Easter Dub Hop, which is featuring Damn Native, Weight Shakers and Supervillains at the Mungify Tavern Saturday, April the 7th of 2018. And you can get $10 pre-sales, which are available at eventfinder.co.nz.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.